让我们以祷告来开始。
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。当我们学习的时候，求你帮助我们更多的、更深的了解敬拜。你的话语在我们敬拜中的位置。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。
Talked a couple weeks about the role of music in worship.
我们上两次在讲这个音乐在敬拜中的位置，这个功用。
Today I want to look at scripture and prayer in worship.
今天我们来看经文和祷告在敬拜中的功用。
A while back I read a survey.
我前一阵读到一个调查。
Of American Christians.
就是美国的基督徒。
And I'm using that word in its broadest sense.
我他这个基督徒是一个广义的。
Those who say yes, they identify themselves.
他们自称为基督徒。
80% of them said.
有80%的人说。
They believe that the Bible is God's word.
他们相信，圣经是神的话。
Now that's pretty impressive.
那听着还是让你觉得印象挺不错的。
But the next question.
但是下一个问题
completely destroyed the impact of the first question.
就完全的把第一个他们的回应给毁掉了，
破坏了。The next question on the survey was.
第二个问题就是
How often do you read the Bible?
你多久读圣经呢？
And less than 20% of American Christians read the Bible on a regular basis.
就是有。只有不到20%的自称为是基督徒的美国人，就是经常的读他们的圣经。
Now, the 20% that don't believe it's God's word, I'm not, you know, that makes sense.
那当然头，因为只有80%承认圣经是神的话，但20%不承认圣经是神的话，那当然没关系。
They don't think it's God's word and they don't read it. Okay, I can
understand that. 那他们不觉得圣经是神的话，当然他们也就不去读。那我当然了解这一点。
The 20% who say it's God's word and read it every day or regular, that makes sense.
那80%里面的you mean 20 out of 80%? 就是说这20%呢，就是说这80%里的20%说这是神的话，所以我就经常的去读。那这也是合理的。
But then there's this huge group, 60%.
但是呢，还有60%的人。
That say yes, it's God's word.
他们说是神的话，他们承认圣经是神的话。
But I'm not concerned enough about what God has to say to actually listen to it.
但是我不在意，就是说神到底说了什么，我需要去听。
The role of God's word has shrunk among even professing believers.
就是。神的话语的这个作用和他的位置，即使在自称为基督徒的人群里边，也在不断的缩减，就是好像越来越弱了这个意思。
The same survey asked people to name the 4 gospels.
然后这个同样的这个调查里边也请大家来，就是你讲出来四福音的书的名字。
Now that's pretty much at the bottom of biblical knowledge.
那当然是圣经知识的最基本上是最低限度了。
At almost 50% of American Christians could not list the four gospels.
但是呢，一半的称为基督徒的美国人不能讲出来四福音书是哪四本，讲不出来书名。
By the way, if you're not sure, it's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus.
你是在教会里面，你说超级
基督教。
So in daily life.Many professed believers no longer really put the Bible at the center of their spiritual walk.
所以呢，在日常生活中，很多自称为基督徒的人呢，他并没有把圣经放在他们日常生活的一部分，也不是说真的按照圣经而遵行，就读都不读。
Then we move from personal life to the church.
然后我们从那个人生活中，现在转开来教会。
We're going to see today that in the early church, everything revolved around scripture.
我们可以看到在初期的教会的时候，所有的一切这个都是围绕的圣经，围绕的神的话语来运行的。
Many churches today, that's not true.
在现今的很多教会中就不是这样了。
Including evangelical churches.
包括这个福音派的教会。
I used to tell my students when I taught in the college.
我通常就是 在大学里教书的时候告诉我的学生
If I'm ever visiting your church,
如果我要去参观你的教会
and you're preaching and you say something I've heard often in churches,
如果我我听到你讲的是我经常在教会里听到的
We're running out of time today,
我们今天那个时间不够了
So I'm going to skip the scripture and just go to my sermon.
所以呢我就越过经文我就开始直接讲道
I told my students if you do that I will get up and walk out.
我对我的学生说如果你这样讲我就站起来我就离开了
Because what that means is
那意味着什么呢？因为要说
My words are more important than God's words.
你的意思就是说你的话语比神的话语更重要。
But,
但是
in their defense,
但是这个学生会自己要护卫自己。
I have seen many, many times when congregations get very fidgety and uncomfortable when there is very much scripture read.
我就看到就是如果有很有比较多的要读经文的话，这个会众就开始很不安了，也不太舒，也不太安逸，就坐都坐不住似的。
They call it boring.
他们称这个读经文是很枯燥无味的，很乏味的。
Because after all it is the words of God.
这最后不就是这个圣经上的话吗？神的话吗？
Which is not nearly as interesting.
这个圣经神的话可是没有那个有兴趣
as what we have to say, right?
可是比我们要讲的要没有我们讲的那么有趣
You see the problem?
你现在看到问题了吗
I read an article recently by a well-known pastor of a large church
我最近读了一篇文章是一个比一个很大的一个挺大的教会的一个挺出名的牧师写的
struggling with this
他自己也在这方面很挣扎
because he had called his staff together to evaluate his preaching
因为呢他就召集他的就是那个就是他们教会的这个主要的就是同工就问让他们对他的讲道呢有一个评价
is my preaching connecting what do how am I doing
我的这个讲道跟大家有没有联系那我做的怎么样我讲的怎么样
Now, sitting in the room was not first time visitors
住在他这个开会的人房间里的人可不是第一次来教会的人这都是就是在教会里就是拿薪水服侍的人
and their number one criticism
他们对他的首要的批评是什么呢
quote
就是说
You are using too much Bible in your preaching.
在你的讲道中，你用了太多的经文，用了太多的圣经。
It's good for you to base your sermon on the Bible.
当然，你的圣经是你的讲道基于圣经是好的。
But you must get to something relevant very quickly, or we will check out.
然后呢，你最好是赶快的，就是讲到我们所跟我们相关的、跟我们有关的课题，不然的话，我们就不会注留意你了。
In their mind,
在他的这些同工的这个人的心目中
，Christians would not sit there to tolerate very much scripture.
在基督徒不会坐在那里，就是忍受这么多的经文，听你讲这么念这么多的经文，这样。
And so this morning, I want to look at the role of scripture in our worship.
所以呢，今天早晨我要来看经文在我们敬拜中的。位置和它的功用。
Over the next couple weeks, we're going to look at scripture, prayer, the offering, and the Lord's Supper.
然后呢，在未来的几周，我们会讲到这个祷告，还有神，就是圣餐，还有奉献。
Throughout the Bible, we see that scripture was central to worship.
我们看整个圣经里边，其实圣经神的话语是这个敬拜的中心，三个中心位置。
A few examples.
举个例子
Exodus 24 Moses took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people
出埃及记第二十四章摩西 Exodus 24 which verse sorry I couldn't
verse, I didn't look it up I just
yeah sorry
verse 3 works
第三节说摩西下山将耶和华的命令典章都述说与百姓听
And one of the things I want you to see as we see these examples in Scripture.
我们看到圣经里的这些例子。
And when I talk about worship, as I've said before, I don't want this to be this is what the leaders ought to be doing. I'm talking about what we do here in this room.
当我讲到这个经文的时候，我不是在说哦，在台上。 带领敬拜的人，他们要该怎么做？我是说，坐在我们这个教室里的人，我们应该怎么做
？And so from our perspective，
所以从我们的角度
，One of the things that's important in worship in scripture being read in the Bible，
就是在圣 ，You mean in the Bible 的
in their time， what's important about how they read the Bible？
就是在圣经里边，在那些人他们面对神的话语、神的经文的时候，他们是怎么做的？这点对我们是看似挺重要的。
Over and over, we see it in Exodus 24. We see it in many other places.
不，就是很多很多的地方就出现的是。
After the scripture was read,
当他们读完神的话语、读完经文以后呢
？It will say the people said, "We will do all that is commanded."
然后百姓就会回应说，我们要遵行所吩咐我们的话语。
Do you remember that?
你记不记得
？Do you remember last week I said that part of the role of music in worship is there's supposed to be a response to the will?
然后我们上次讲到音乐在这个敬拜中的这个功用，我们讲到其中一个就是我们在我们音质上对神的一个回应。当音乐让我们同样的。
There is to be a response to Scripture from us as listeners.
作为一个听众呢，那我们听到经文的时候呢，我们应该也有一个回应，就像我们上次讲到对音乐的这个回应一样。
How in the modern church, how is that response done?
在现代的教会，那这个回应是怎么样的呢？它是什么样的一个形式呢
？There's actually one word that developed in Christian worship.To summarize what they said when they said, "All the Lord has said, we will do."
就是在现在这个发展出来有一个词，就是总结了他们所说的，我们要回应，我们要做耶和华所吩咐我们的。那个 Richard 说是 Amen。
Amen.
对，就是我们这个。
Amen became, and it's not its literal meaning, but Amen became the way of saying what he just read.What he just prayed, that's for me too.
然后那个阿们就表示说，他刚刚在上面祷读的，他刚刚在上面祷告的，就是我也是这样想的，我也是，这也是我心里面所要做的，所要想的，变成一个回应。
When you say Amen,
当你说阿们的时候
，it's a promise.
那就是一个承诺。
I will do that.
我要做。
And so, just like I suggested that maybe sometimes we should stop the singing and say, "Is that true?"
所以，刚上次讲的，我们唱的时候，我们应该停下来问一下，说：“你真的是这样，这个意思吗？对你是真实的吗？”
Sometimes we should say, "Wait, don't say Amen yet."
所以我们有时候可能应该提前说，先不要说 Amen.
Before you say Amen,
当你说 Amen 之前
，Do you actually intend to go do this?
你真的是决定或者是定义要这样做吗
？Throughout.The Bible, we see that when Scripture was read,
我们看整个的圣经，当神的话语被宣读的时候
，the people responded, "We will do it."
然后百姓的回应就是，他们就是说我们会遵行。
Now Rob is right; they didn't always follow through for very long.
白弟兄刚才说了，当然他这个说我们要做，总是做，只是这个保证持续不了多久。
But there was that.Provision that plan to call for a response from people.
但是起码是当时是有一个计划，就是说，是呼召百姓的回应。
Every 7 years.
每隔七年。
At the feast.
在那个犹太人的节日里边。
They would read all of the law of Exodus and Deuteronomy.
他们会把神的律法全部宣读一遍，就是出埃及记和申命记。
Don't take more than an hour.
有那个，而且说是要读一个多小时，他说不到一个小时。
A reminder of the covenant.
就是在提醒百姓神跟他们之间的。
At every one of the Jewish feasts.
然后在犹太人的每个那个节期里边。
There were large sections of scriptures that were read every year on that feast.
在每一年的这个节期里边，都会有很多的经文被宣读。
So, for instance, last week was Yom Kippur.
比如上个星期应该是赎罪日。
Every observant Jewish family on Wednesday read the entire book of Lamentations.
然后 ，Lamentation after the Jeremiah, right? Yeah, 就是 那上个星期三呢是犹太人的赎罪日，那遵守这个节日的犹太人，他们就会整个把那个耶利米哀歌读一遍。
The New Testament.
新约里边。
Paul says, read the scriptures publicly.
然后保罗就说是公开的诵读经文。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章十三节。
Paul writes to Timothy, he's a young pastor.
提摩太是一个年轻的牧师，保罗写信给他。
He says, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture.
说你要以宣读、劝诫、劝勉、教导为念。
Even preaching had a specific character in biblical worship, in biblical times.
即使讲到在那个圣经的时代，它也有它一个特别的一个特征，或者是它的。
And it was not read a verse.
那个当时的讲到，就是圣经时代讲到，不是说读一句经文。
And then spend the rest of the time giving my opinions.
然后剩下的这个时间，这个讲到就是讲出来我的想法，我的。
That may or may not be related to what I just read.
那但是你下边讲的这一个经这一段，你的意见可能或者也许跟这个经文有联系，也许就完全没有联系。
The book of Nehemiah gives us an example of how preaching was done.
在尼希米记就给了我们一个例子，就是说圣经讲到应该是如何进行的。
Says chapter 8 verse 3 that the people gathered and they listened as Ezra read the law.
在第八章里边讲到，就是百姓聚集如同一人，就是以斯拉就开始宣读以色列人的律法。
They gave the sense, they explained it and caused them to understand the teaching.
然后以斯拉呢，他把这个文的这个律法也解释，让百姓能明白。
Preaching was to take the scripture.
讲道是把圣经经文拿出来。
And say, this is what it means.
就是解释说这个经文是什么意思。
Take God's word.
这是神的话语，拿过来。
Explain it to the people.
然后把神的话语解释给百姓听。
And again, listen to what it says. In response, the people, it says, said, Amen, and fell on their face in worship.
当以斯拉这样的宣读神的话之后呢，然后众民都举手应声说阿门阿门，就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
They heard the word,
他们听到神的话语。
They heard the word explained,
他们也听到对神的话语的解释。
They responded, we will do this.
他们的回应就是我们要这样做。
We come to the New Testament.
我们来到新约。
The first sermon we read from Jesus.
我们所读到的第一篇主耶稣的讲道。
He goes to the synagogue.
他去会堂。
He opens the scroll and reads.
然后呢，他就打开这个经卷就读。
He reads from Isaiah.
他是从那个以赛亚书来读的。
He then gives the scroll back to the attendant. It says.
然后他就把经卷就交给管会堂的，然后就说。
And then he begins to preach.
然后他就开始讲道。
He begins to say to them, "This scripture
has been fulfilled in your hearing." He says, "Now this scripture,
I am the one who came.
我就是那，我就是那位来，就是实现这个预言的。
And in Luke, we see a very interesting response. Remember the people back in Nehemiah? It says they fell on their faces. They said, "Amen."
这个路加呢就记录了这个百姓的回应，你记得在刚才尼希米讲，百姓就面伏于地说应声说阿们。
Jesus reads the words of Isaiah.
然后耶稣就读了先知以赛亚书里的话语。
He says, "This has been fulfilled in your hearing."
他说今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
Can anybody remember and tell me what the response of the people is?
请大家告诉我，谁记得当时百姓的回应是什么？You have to find your Bible.
There are witnesses against ourselves.
啊？
There are witnesses against ourselves.
他们是不是他们的百姓的回应是跟他们
Later,
是好像反对耶稣
this,
跟耶稣敌对不是
？Jesus
耶稣受到了这个负面的一个回应。
This is the chapter where they take him out. They want to take him out of the city, throw him over a cliff.And stone.
这个经文就是 but at the beginning is not it， 他说但是在刚开但是这一节就是他们想把它推出城去，想把它从山崖上推下去，怒气填胸，要把它
that's where it ends up，
那是最后结束的时候，但是当他们刚
that's the way they want me to go there yet so she changes my order
I'm sorry
before
在他们要把耶稣推到山崖之前踢推这个反在他们的回应之前
their first response，
他们第一个听到主耶稣的这个讲话是
which often we forget is it says
他们在这里其实不是把他听到
they spoke well of him，
他们众人都称赞他，
在 they marveled at the beautiful words that were coming from
并稀奇他口中所出的恩言。路加福音第三章21-22节，大家
可以看。They say this is a great sermon。
他们说：“哇，这个讲道真好。”
Is this really Joseph's son？
这真的是约瑟的儿子吗？
And here's why this is so important for us as listeners。
作为我们这个听众，这点对我们非常的重要。
As long as the message was，
只要这个信息是。
I've come to do great works.
我来是要行大事。
I'm going to heal the sick. I'm going to heal the blind.
我要让瞎眼的看见，让这个瘸腿的行走路。
Oh, that was all great.
我要让受压制的得自由，这太棒了！大家听到这些信息。
And we are all really good at agreeing that Scripture is good for those people out there.
当这个经文是说对那些外边的人。对他们都是把它适用在他们，只要让这个经文让我们感觉很好，我们都会同意。
But Jesus then continues the sermon.
但是耶稣继续的讲下去。
I used to say to my students, this is why you should preach short sermons.
所以我就告诉学生们说，这就是为什么你要讲这个讲到短的原因。
If he had stopped in verse 22, everyone would have got home happy.
如果耶稣就停在二十二节的话，那每个大家都是高高兴兴的回家。
But then he begins to point to them.
但是耶稣下边又对着那些听众讲了。
And he said,
让他们说，他说
，You know there were many widows in Israel.
他说，在以色列呢有很多的寡妇。
But Elijah didn't minister to them.
但是以利亚并没有去。服侍他们，并不是费用差遣去他们那儿去。有一个外国人，他相信了。
He says the prophet doesn't get accepted in his own country.
就是一个先知不会在他的本地受欢迎。
He is saying to them, all these great things are going to happen.
他这一切的这个奇事都会发生，神迹。
But because of unbelief, you're going to miss out on it.
但是因为你们的不信，所以你们就看不到这些，你们得不到这些。
And all of a sudden, the people who were marveling at his gracious words,
忽然之间，这刚刚还在稀奇他口中恩言的这个人群，
it says, were filled with wrath,
就怒气填胸，
and they rose up and drove him out of town,
就起来撵他出城。
As listeners,
作为听众，
the challenge for us.
对我们的挑战就是
is our response when it goes when God's word goes from nice words for everybody
当神的话语从刚开始对大家都很好听得很好的这个话语转到
to a conviction
就是对我们开始让我们觉得有定罪的时候
I think it was Karl Barth who said the job of the pastor is this
他说有一个作者他这么说他会说一个讲道的人他的工作就是
to comfort the afflicted
就是让受伤的人受痛苦的人呢得到安慰
and to afflict the comfortable
但是让那些很舒服的人让他们受苦让他们不舒服
to bring help and comfort and healing to those who are hurting
对那些受伤害的人带来安慰帮助和这个医治
and to prod and poke Those who are sitting there comfortable.
但是去对坐在那儿很舒服的坐在那儿人去戳他们，去让他就是去戳他们，让他们不舒服。
I think that's a great model.
我觉得那是一个很好的一个模式。
Because we often do it the other way around.
但是我们通常做正好是相反的。
To those who are captive by their sin.
对那些已经被罪所俘虏的人，被罪辖制的人。
We are good at thundering condemnation.
我们就对他们再次的去就是定罪，谴责
他们的罪。We are very good at afflicting the afflicted.
我们很擅长于再次去打击那些受苦的那些人。
And then for those of us who just do the good things.
对那些行的好的，就是好像有好行为的。
The ones that you can do and still be on the church board.
然后你你做完了，不管怎么样，你还在教会里边的。
Those we are really good at comforting.
我们就很擅长就是去安慰他们。
And saying you don't need to wake up out of your spiritual sleep.
你不需要从你的属灵的沉睡中醒过来，你都挺好的。
We afflict the afflicted and we comfort the comfortable.
我们是那个对就是。继续的那个让那些受苦的人继续的受苦，去安慰那些已经很舒服的人。
And Jesus' whole ministry is the opposite.
但是主耶稣他整个的似乎完全是相反的。
The afflicted.
这些受苦的受
苦。Crooked tax collectors.
比如说这个大家都讨厌的这个税吏。
The immoral woman.
这个就是这个名声行淫的女人，这个。
The people who are in trouble and they brought it on themselves.
然后那些因为自己的原因招致这个痛苦招致麻烦的人。
He brings comfort.
主耶稣对他们带来安慰。
And then the people who are dressed up in their suit and tie.
那些穿的那个衣冠整齐的。
And who are saying, she's a mess.
然后看着别人说，你看这个生活一团糟。
He comes over and he says.
然后主耶稣到他们面前说
，Who are you looking at, you hypocrite?
你们这些假包伪善的人呐、啊，你看的什么呢
？He afflicts the comfortable.
他让这些很舒服的人不舒服，让他们受苦。
This is my class on preaching. That's for another audience.
当然，这个不是我不是的主题，不是讲讲道。
But in terms of our response,
我们个人的反应呢？对讲道的反应。当我们听那个讲道让我们不舒服的时候，被神的话语让我们不舒服的时候，我们的回应必须是阿们，我要这样去做，我要听。
Jesus' concern is almost never where is this person?
主耶稣的在他所在意的从来就不是说这个人在哪里。
His concern is where, how does this person respond to truth and where are they going?
而是说这个人如何对真理来回应，他将来他要去哪里。
Friend of mine called me yesterday.
我有一位朋友昨天给我电话。
He said, I'm in Hope Sound for 24 hours.
他说我就在你住的地方要待二十四小时，待一天。然后他就请我吃饭。
So we went to supper last night.
然后昨天晚上我们就一起吃饭。
He's a pastor.
他也是一位牧师。
Pastor of a church where I've gone and spoke, and a wonderful pastor.
他是一个很棒的牧师，那个他的教会有时候我也曾经去讲过
到。We were talking about some of these things.
我们就在讲这些事情。
And he said, you know, God taught me a very helpful lesson several years ago.
他说很多年前神教了我一个很有帮助的功课，对我很有益处的功课。
Like all pastors, I think my church is the best church in our town.
他说作为牧师，我觉得我的教会是这个镇上的最好的教会。
I mean, a pastor ought to think that, right?
当然，作为牧师应该这样子觉得。
I shouldn't walk in and say, wow, this is really a letdown.
那不能说这个，你不能说到这教会，哎呀，这个教会真是不咋样。
And I don't.
我不是这样想。
But he said,
他说
I think our church is a wonderful church.
他说我觉得我们的教会是一个很棒的教会。
And he said, I tend to think.You know, those churches, they aren't as spiritual as ours.
他说我看了这个周围别的教会说这些教会可没有我们教会属灵。
And he said, I was visiting with another pastor.
然后呢我跟另外一个牧师探访。
And I'm not going to identify his group, but the theology and all, my friend said, I just don't think they're right.
他说我就觉得他们那个教会那个讲的那个，他就看另外一个牧师说他们的那个神学呀这些观念呢是正是对的。
We were visiting this pastor, said, Before you go home, let's pray together.
然后呢，他就说，给那个牧师说，那你回去之前，让我们一起祷告。
He said that pastor began to pray.
然后那个牧师就开始祷告。
And he said, as he prayed, I started to listen rather than pray myself.
他说我大概他在祷告的时候，我就听他的祷告，而不是想的不是我自己在祷告。
Because he was very passionate about praying.
因为那个牧师他很就是对祷告很有热忱。
And my friend said, as I listened, I realized God's spirit was really there.
然后当我听那个牧师祷告的时候，说哇，神的灵真的是在那里。
Friend said, I got in my car. And I had kind of an argument with God.
然后我就开始跟神有一些争论。
He said, God, why did you do that?
说神啊，你为什么要这么做呢？
He said, that man's theology is wrong.
那个牧师他的这个神学是有问题的。
Why did you show up?
那你为什么不显示你自己呢？
He said, God said to me, Don.
说神对我说
，My job for him，
我给那个人，我为那个人的工作
，is to get him from where he is，
是让他从他现在就是他现在所在的位置
，to draw him as close as possible to me，
让他把他就是那个前面那个牧师把他尽量的吸引到我跟前来
，and then he said，
然后他说
，and then，
然后神对他说
，my job for you。
神啊，神对这个就是他的朋友说
same job.
我对神就对他的这个朋友说，我对你的工作也是同样的工作，从你现在所在的位置
to as close as possible to God.
就跟我能尽量的靠近
and my job for the worst sinner in your town.
然后我对这个你的镇上的这个最糟糕的最坏的这个罪人是同样的，让他们从他们现在的位置到我要他们到的地方。
Another words，
换句话说
，God is working the same way in all of us。
神在我们所有人的这个里边，在我们工作的方式，这个都是一样的。
And none of us have yet arrived where He wants us to be。
我们都还没有到达神要我们到达的那个地步。
And the reason I know that is，
我之所以知道，就是
even though some of you are very quiet， you're not dead yet。
我们之间虽然有些人很安静，但是你还没死。
And first God tells me until we're dead， He is still growing us in His image。
约翰一书告诉我们，直到我们死之前，我们仍然在耶稣基督的形象上成长。
So we're not yet where He wants to take us.
所以我们还没有到神要我们到的地步。
I listened to my friend last night.
我就听我朋友在讲。
And then I was thinking about this lesson.
然后我就想到今天的课。
That's exactly what Scripture does in our life.
那就是圣经经文在我们生命中所成就所做的。
So important.
那就是为什么这个圣经是如此的重要，神的话语。我不需要坐在那里去想说。
I hope Richard is hearing this because he needs it.
我，哎呀，我真希望某某弟兄坐在那儿听到这话，因为他真的很需要。
Sister so and so, she needs this.
哪个姐妹她需要听这个？这个地方真的。
I don't need to do that.
我不需要这样做。
What I need to do.
我需要做的就是。
God, wherever I am,
神啊，不管我现在在什么地方
，Will you use your word today?
求是不是？求你今天就用你的话语
，to move me，
把我挪到，把我移到
，to where I need to，
把我带到移到我应该到的位置。
And as I do that，
当我这样做的时候
，God's word becomes a powerful。Tool for transforming.
神的话语就成为一个转变我、更新我的一个非常有力的工具。
Move out of Bible times.
然后从那个圣经时代到
in the early church
到初期教会的时代
，Scripture was central.
那个经文是他们崇拜中in worship, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
在他们的崇拜中是在一个中心的位置。
And what I'm going to say here, don't take too literally until I get to the end of it.
我现在讲的，你先直到你听到最后，不然不要把它就是非常那个字面的意思来解释。
But they did something that I like very much.
他们所做的一个我很喜欢。
Every service.
每一个敬拜当中，每一个崇拜当中。
They read a large section from the Pentateuch.
他们就从这个摩西五经里边读很大的一段的经文。
They read a large section, and by I mean at least a chapter.
然后他们
from the prophets.
从这个先知书里边起码应该是一章，然后读一段，读一章。
They read a psalm.
然后他们再读那个诗篇。
They read a section from the Gospels.
然后他们也是从这个福音书里再读一段。
And they read a section from the Epistles.
然后他们再从那个使徒书信里读一段。
Every service had five big sections of Scripture.
所以每一个他们的那个敬拜当中有五大段都是要读经文的，五段。
Now, I have to confess, I've changed my understanding in the last few years.
然后我要承认，我在最近的几年，我的这个理解也有改变。
I used to believe and I used to teach that we ought to follow that pattern now.
我过去的教导就是说，我们应该现在也跟随那个时候的模式，那个方式。
They did it in the early church. We should do it now.
他们在初期教会是这样做，那我们现在也应该这样做。
I've come to alter that understanding for at least for me a bit.
起码是对我自己，我在这个理解上有一些现在有一点点改变。
In those first three centuries of the church, when they were doing this,
当就是头三百年初期教会当他们这样做的时候
，out of a group this size,
比如说就像我们这里边这么多人
，there would have probably been two who could read.
那因为呢，只有两个人呢是可以认字的。
And so there was no scripture being read in the days between the services.
所以呢，在他们两个敬拜之间呢，他们是听不到经文的，他们是读不到经文的。
So the only time people were hearing the scripture was in the church service.
所以他们唯一能够听到圣经的那个机会呢，就是在教会的敬拜的时间当中。
And so I think that explains part of why so much scripture needed to be read, because that's what they were going to feed on all week.
所以这就解释了，也是部分的原因，为什么在他们聚会的时候读那么多的经文，因为那是他们唯一读到经文的机会，就是在这个主日之间。
So I come to say,
所以我现在会
说 to believe, we don't need to do that.
我说我现在就是觉得说我们不需要这样完全照做。
If,
如果
number one, we can all read.
第一点呢是我们都认字儿，我们都可以自己读。
Number two, you're actually reading it during the week.
第二点就是你的确是在周间的时候你在读圣
经，
所以呢我们就有这个在周间的我们不断的有神的话语来喂养我们，
所
以我就不是说很确定说我们一定要按照他们当时的这个方式，我们要跟随当初期教会的那个方式。
And again, the structure of the serviceScripture was read, and the minister explained it.
他们那个时候的敬拜的那个模式就是读圣经，然后呢，这个会把那个经文给他们讲解。
During much of the Middle Ages, that gets lost.
在中世纪，这整个就遗失了。
We looked at a few weeks ago how the service becomes this very formal.
我们几个星期也看到那时候的那个敬拜就变得非常的就是很正式。
The scripture is read in Latin.
然后经文都是用拉丁语读的。
The people don't understand Latin.
然后那个听众呢，百姓都不明白这个拉丁文，不懂拉丁文。
You know, for a translator.
他们那时候也没有一个可以说听翻译的。
And one of the most important changes that happens in the Reformation.
所以在这个宗教改革时期所发生的一个最重要的改变就是
Returning worship to the language of the people.
就是首先呢是敬拜是以百姓就大家能够听懂的语言来进行的。
Putting scripture in the language of the people.
然后呢经文也是以大家能听懂的语言来念的。
But also putting preaching, bless you, preaching as central.
然后另外一点就是把这个讲道放成这个就是成为这个敬拜的中心。
That the service revolves around God's word.
所以整个敬拜呢是围绕着神的话语来进行的。
And preaching of the word.
还有就是对神话语的讲解。
Not in the sense, and I always want to emphasize.
但是不是这个意思，不是说
Not in the sense that everything else is secondary and just getting us ready for the sermon.
我就想到不是那意思，不是说别的这些都是好像是次要的，只是为了引到这个经文和这个讲道。
But in the sense that the sermon is the time where we take God's word and we hear what does this say to us.
而是在讲道的时候，就是我们花时间去听神的话语在讲解的。
And so I want to encourage you as worshippers.
所以呢，做我就是鼓励大家作为敬拜者。
Value scripture in worship.
就是你要看重在崇拜的时候的这个经文。
When I have taught this to pastors,
当我对这个牧师讲这个课的时候
，I have said to them, include more worship. I include more scripture. I'm sorry.
我就是对他们说，你要在你的这个讲道中间要包含更多的经文。
I really like that our call to worship, the beginning of our service, begins with a psalm, with scripture.
我是很喜欢在我们教会刚开始宣召的时候，我们先一起读一篇诗篇。
Because God's word is a much better way to begin service.
因为以神的话语来开始敬拜，那个是一个更好的方式。
Than in a service I was in, not here and not in Hope Center.
然后在另外一个这个敬拜说，不是在我们这里，也不是我所在的 Hope Center 的教会，在另外一个。
Sunday morning, I watched the pastor got up and did this.
我就星期天看那个牧师开始了，这个牧师就把手往那个讲台上一趴。
I really had a rough week.
说牧师说，哎呀，我这个星期过得很不好。
I hope y'all's week was better than mine.
我都希望你们大家这星期过得比我好。
But now we're here to worship.
但是我们现在是要来敬拜。
It really was not a good way to call me into God's presence.
起码对我来讲，他这种方式不是一个好的方式，让我呼召我进到神的面前。
How much better to say?
你想想这样子会好多少？
I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go." House,
让我们一起进到神的家中来敬拜神，神的殿中。
Starting with the song.
所以呢，以诗篇开始。
I like that we start with scripture.
我挺喜欢我们的敬拜是以那个宣召于经文开始。
But let me say to you as worshippers.
但是作为敬拜者，我对大家说
，When I have said to groups of pastors overseas, use more scripture, make scripture central.
当我对这个牧师讲说，用更多的经文，让经文成为这个敬拜的中心的时候
，They have sometimes responded this way.
他们有的时候是这样回应的
：My people,
我们的这个会众
，My people, my audience, my congregation,
就是我的
don't like it.
但是我的会众不喜欢这样。
They're bored.
他们觉得好枯燥啊，好无聊啊。他们一读经文，他们就觉得好无聊。
And so let me say to you as worship.
所以我对大家这个作为敬拜者的大家说
，When God's word is worship,
当神的话语被宣读的时候
，That song that we read at the beginning.
我们在刚开始所读的这个诗篇。
And I can say this because I try to sit in the front where I can't see you, so that no one will think, "Ah, he's checking us."
我这样说是因为我坐在最前排，你们就不会说哦，他还在盯着我们呢。
Although I confess, sometimes I want to turn around and look.
但是我得说，我有时候很想回头看看，
read,
看看大家。当那个大家读这个诗篇的时候
，That is the word of God.
那是神的话语。
It's powerful.
那是大有能力的。
It's in our language.
那而且是以我们能听得懂的语言宣讲的。
I told you a few months ago, people risk, not just risk, people gave their lives to get that word translated into the language.
几个星期前，你知道大家真的那时候那人冒了生命，却甚至是付上生命的代价，就是要把那个圣经翻译成百姓一般的人能够理解的语言。
It cost people their lives.
你知道吗？这有人要。献上付上生命的代价，献上性命，
Psalm,
就让那个诗篇
from Latin,
把诗篇从拉丁语
mumbled by a priest,
就是那么嘟嘟囔囔的从这个神父的嘴里念出来
to have it up there on the screen in Chinese and English,
把它翻译成现在你可以在这个大屏幕上看成中文，看到中文。
It cost people their lives.
你知道那很多人为此献上了生命，真的是，就是他们为此付上代价，生命的代价。
And so it seems to me it ought to be a sin.
所以呢，在我们看的时候。
To mumble it in Chinese and English.
所以，如果我们就是嘟嘟囔囔的，不管是你是用中文念还是用英文念
，with no more meaning than those priests mumbling it in Latin back then.
跟那个当时的那个神父用拉丁语把它这么念出来。
Now I have been told that I sound a little bit rabid on this.
我好像我听到这个有点不太讲的不太好，不太 nice， 不太这个友善。
So I apologize.
所以我道歉，我。
But I don't apologize very sincerely because it's important.
我道歉，但是我不是很真诚的道歉，因为这个很重要。
It is God's.
那是神的话语。
And so when we read it.
所以当我们读的时候。让我们带着热忱来读
，care about，
在意它。
God, what does this say to me？
神呐、啊，这个话对我是什么意思？对我讲什么了
？Hebrews says God's word is a sword dividing asunder.
希伯来说，神的话好像两刃的剑，把我们的灵与魂揉合体都。
God, what part of me do you want to do surgery on？
说神呐、啊，到底你想在我的什么部分进行手术呢
？Where is it that I am not yet from where I am to where you want me to be？
那我是哪一个部分？你想从我现在你要把我转换到把我带到一个你要我去的地方呢？神的话语帮我把我带到神要我去的地方。
Make it real to you。
让这个神的话语对你是真实的。
In worship。
在敬拜的时候
，parts of scripture it seems to me lend themselves best to a leader reading to us。
有些经文是最好的，就是让这个带领敬拜的人对我们宣读。
Pentateuch, the prophets are God speaking. We listen.
然后摩西五经还有这个先知书都是神，就是神宣读，神讲，我们听。
Many times the psalms, and that's what we often do at the beginning of worship, are suited for a unison.Reading because they're the prayer of everyone.
因为很多时候这个诗篇，特别是在我们每次都是用诗篇开始，就是词和大家一起读，因为那个祷告是每个人都可以祷告的，是给我们每个人的。
And I love parts of scripture.
我喜欢就是有一部分的经文。
That very often in church history was read as a response.
在教会的历史上，他们常常是一个会，就是一个回应的一个宣读。
Now, because I can't do this in Chinese, you're going to have to do this in English with me.
就好像我知道我们都讲中文，但是有些部分我必须要以英文来读。
But Psalm 136 is written for that kind of response.
比如说那个诗篇136篇，其实就是以这样的，就是一个起应的方式来读的。
A leader says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good," and the people respond, "For His mercy endures forever."
因为那个宣读的人会说。你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善。那会众的回应就是他的慈爱永远长存。
Give thanks to the God of gods, and the congregation responds for His mercy.
宣读的人说，你们要称谢万神之神。那会众就是会回应说，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Give thanks to the Lord of lords, and you respond.For His mercy endures forever.
宣读说，你们要称谢万主之主。那有的人就回应说，因他的慈爱永远长存。
But the whole song.
但是这整个诗篇
is the reader, the leader.
就是这个宣读经文的人
，telling us what God has done.
告诉我们神做了什么，神的。
He alone does great wonders.
说那称谢那独行大奇事的。
And when the leader says that, the congregation responds.Mercy endures.
当带领的人这样讲说，当称谢那独行大奇事的，然后会众就回应说，因他的慈爱永远长存。
The Beatitudes
都是一样的回应。然后，这个八福也是这样的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Congregation
responds, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
因为他说，愿那些心虚心的人有福了。那会众的回应就是，因为他们天国是他们的。
Blessed are they that mourn.
说那些哀痛的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Let me finish with one example of how scripture played a role in the Old Testament worship.
让我们再举最后一个例子，就是圣经啊，就是经文在这个敬拜中扮演什么样的角色，有什么样的功用，在旧约里例子来解释。
And I'm back to Nehemiah 8.
我们再次回到尼希米记第八章。
And the whole section here gives us this wonderful picture of the role of God's word.
这个整个的一个描述就是告诉我们在敬拜中神的话语的位置。
The people all gathered.
大家都百姓聚在一起。
Ezra is the scribe, the priest.
以斯拉是文士，是这个祭司。
It says he opened.The book in the sight of all the people.
他就是在众民以前，在百姓眼前展开
这个书。There is a visual connection with the word.
所以呢，大家就能看到神的话语跟这个经卷的一个能够眼，就是一个眼睛能看到的一个实力。他们有一个视觉上的效果。
He stood above the people so that he could be seen and heard.
他就是站在众民以上，所以大家能看到他，也能听到他。
It says when he began to read, the people stood up.
他这里讲到他一展开he opened the scroll 就他一开始读百姓就都站起来了
And the idea there is that I think is there was a response some kind of physical response to the word
我的一个想法就是这时候百姓是有一个身体上的一个回应表示他们心里的一个回应
And I've already told you verse 6 when he read the people responded Amen, Amen
就是我刚才已经讲到当他读神的话语的时候百姓就都举手应声说 Amen, Amen
They lifted their hands they
他们举手他们低头他们面伏于地敬拜耶和华
It says the Levites read the law distinctly and gave them the sense. They explained it.
就是利未人使百姓明白神的律法，就是说他们清清楚楚的念明神的律法，讲明意思，让百姓能明白这个，能明白神的话。
And listen to this in verse 9.
请大家听第九节。
The people wept as they heard the words of the law.
因为众民听见律法书上的话，就都哭了。
You hear that?
你听到了吗？
There's power as they hear.
当他们听到神的话语的时候，是有力量的，有能力的。
As I read this picture of worship,
当我读到这个敬拜的这个描述的时候，这个图片图画的时候，
That's what I want to see happen in worship.
我就是说，那就是我希望在我们的敬拜中看到会发生的。
God's word has power.
神的话语是大有能力的
And then I love this.
然后我很喜欢这个
Nehemiah says to me,
尼希米对他们说
Rejoice,
你们要欢喜
For the joy of the Lord is your strength
因耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量
Because they have responded to the word
因为他们对神的话语回应
Now the leader can say
现在带领的人可以说
Rejoice
你们要喜乐
To go back to my phrase before, since the comfortable have been afflicted,
回到我刚才想的，因为那个很安逸、很舒适的人已经被戳，就是被戳动了，被不舒服了，受苦了。他现在可以安慰他们。
As a pastor,
作为牧师
，very often as I am studying through the week, this is where I want to be.
就是当我在这个星期我准备我学习经文的时候这是我想要在的位置
to bring God's word in a way
就是把神的话语讲出来
that says, this is what it says
就说这个是神的话语是这个意思
to make it clear
让他清楚的让他能够清楚让别人能够明白
to call for a response
然后呢也是呼召大家的一个回应
And then I want to say to us as worshipers,
然后我想对大家说作为敬拜者的大家来讲
Our goal as we are listening,
我们的作为当我们听的时候我们的目标是
should be that same goal from Nehemiah
也应该是同样的就是跟尼希米第八章里所描述的目标是一样的
God,
神呐、啊、
In those areas where I am too comfortable
在那些我很舒服的那个区域领域 方面，求你就是他这个英文有翻成让我折磨我，让我不舒服。
To the areas where I have become spiritually sleepy.
就是我在那些已经有点属灵上灵昏昏沉沉的地方。
But then also.
但同时。
In those areas where I'm afflicted.
在那些我受苦的方面地方。
In those areas where I'm struggling.
在我这个挣扎的方面。求你来安慰我。
Help me to hear your voice.
让我能听到你的声音。
See your voice.
让我看到你的恩典。
Because I've become convinced that that's what God wants to do every time His word is preached in our church.
那就我就确信，那就是神每次神的话语在我们的教会被宣讲的时候，神希望我们所有的回应。
But He wants to wake us to areas where we're careless.
他想要我们就是那些马马虎虎我们不在意的地方，想让我们对那些地方需要改变的地方清醒过来。
And He wants to encourage us in areas we struggle.
在我们那些就是挣扎的方面，神想要鼓励我们。
And as that happens over time,
当这些发生的时候，随着时间的流逝，神的作为就会让我们在我们的生命中工作，让我们越来越像他。
And that's where then our worship fits into this whole process that we've been looking at all year of spiritual formation.
这个就是这个时候就是我们去年一年都在看属灵的灵命的塑造，那就是敬拜怎么样嵌合在融合在这个属灵的灵命塑造里边的。
Preaching fits into that.
然后这个讲道也是跟这个嵌合在一起，融合在一起。
Alright,
让我们把我们塑造成他的形象，让我们一起来祷告。
God, thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们真的为你的话语感谢你。
Thank you for the power of your word.
真的也是为你话语的大能感谢你。
As we go to worship today.
当我们今天去敬拜的时候。
Would you speak to each of us?
求你对我们每个人说话。
Through the psalm or the scripture that is read at the beginning.
在刚开始所读的，不管是诗篇还是别的经文，通过我们所唱的诗歌，在我们祷告的时候，在这个讲道的时候，求你呼召我们每个人会回应，给我们一颗顺服的心。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。